This is National Native News. I'm Megan Kamrick in for Antonia Gonzalez. A federal judge decided Friday not to temporarily pause a copper mining project that would one day devastate an Apache religious site on federal land in Arizona. Emma Gibson from Arizona Public Media reports.
Apache Stronghold, a nonprofit advocating for the preservation of Oak Flat, requested the preliminary injunction last month. And by not issuing it, Judge Stephen Logan leaves the land swap to Resolution Copper unimpeded. In his order, he said the nonprofit is not a sovereign nation and did not have the right to claim the government breached its responsibilities to the Apache people by trading the land. Logan didn't agree with them that the one-day destruction of the site by the mine constitutes a religious rights violation, as the benefits of the site are not government-given. Winsler Nosey Sr., the founder of Apache Stronghold, said he's disappointed, but plans to appeal. For National Native News, I'm Emma Gibson.
In Alaska, the former chief and chairman of the Tanana Chiefs Conference has been appointed to a federal task force set up by the Biden administration to ensure all Americans are tested and treated for COVID-19 fairly and equitably. Victor Joseph says he's honored to participate on the COVID task force. KUAC's Tim Ellis reports.
Joseph has worked more than 20 years for Tanana Chiefs, including 7 as its health director and 6 as its chief and chairman, a position he held until his second term expired in October. Joseph says his work with the organization contributed to his selection to serve on the task force.
My experience over the years as being with healthcare and being in administration.
A White House news release announcing the task force appointments says the COVID-19 pandemic has, quote, exposed and exacerbated severe and pervasive health and social inequities in America. It says people of color experience systemic and structural racism in many facets of our society and are more likely to become sick and die from COVID-19. Joseph says ensuring equity and providing care for all communities is the task force's central mission.
So I want to do whatever I can to make sure that there is equity throughout this.
The White House says problems with incomplete data that doesn't track race and ethnicity are undercutting COVID testing and treatment in those diverse communities. For National Native News, I'm Tim Ellis in Fairbanks, Alaska.
In Vancouver, British Columbia, organizers held a march Sunday honoring missing and murdered Indigenous women. Al Jazeera reports it was the 30th anniversary of the march, which wound through the city's downtown east side with participants singing and banging drums. The first such march was held in 1992 in response to the murder of an Indigenous woman in Vancouver. One of the organizers said the goal of the march has always been to allow the community and families to grieve. Indigenous activists in Canada have been calling for more action against the disproportionate violence faced by their women and girls for decades. Nearly 1,200 Indigenous women were murdered or missing between 1980 and 2012, according to the Royal Canadian Mounted Police. But advocates say that number is likely far higher. The CBC reports in Quebec the event was online, but activists held a news conference calling for more concrete action by government officials. Hundreds of recommendations emerged from the National Inquiry into Missing and Murdered Indigenous Women and also from the Vienne Commission in Quebec. Organizers said now it's time for a significant response. Other similar events took place on Sunday, Valentine's Day. Participants braved frigid temperatures in Appleton, Wisconsin, and Bemidji, Minnesota to march. An event in Duluth, Minnesota went virtual, but an observation tower over Lake Superior was lit red to bring attention to the issue. For National Native News, I'm Megan Kamrick.
National Native News is produced by Kawanak Broadcast Corporation with funding by the Corporation for Public Broadcasting.
Support by the Sanoski Chambers Law Firm, championing tribal sovereignty and defending Native American rights since 1976, with offices in Washington, D.C., New Mexico, California, and Alaska.
If you're a Native American expanding or starting a business, the Indian Loan Guarantee and Insurance Program supports your lender so your lender can make the business loan you need. Info by emailing dci@bia.gov. The Office of Indian Energy and Economic Development supports this program.
Native Voice One, the Native American Radio Network.